document talks about a combination of irresistible attacks upon humanity and how they will control humanity. Politically, they talk about how they set up the political system right and left so that we would feel our grievances were aired and our frustrations could come out. But the bankers were behind everyone who was elected, and they laugh at us. They laugh at us. The very, very last, and I'll go to this right now because we'll come back to the document itself, but the very last statement in this document, it says, factor six, cattle. Those who will not use their brains are no better off than those who have no brains. And so this mindless school of jellyfish, father, mother, son, and daughter, become useful beasts of burden or trainers of the same. So what they say in this document is they will dole out poisonous foods. It's not what we need, but it's what we want. And those that decide to eat these foods will have the consequences of that. They tell us how they set up all the social engineering, how they devise the family, how they crumble the family, how they set up the war machine, how they influence thinking in the family unit to allow the family to give up their children to war for a rich man's fodder. It's a document that discusses the artificial womb. They believe that people need to feel protected and that the elites are going to serve as the womb for protection of the people, that they'll have a place to take cover and hide from the reality of life because we just are not capable of managing the reality of life. So they will set up that artificial womb. It says, the objective of these artificial wombs is to provide a stable environment for both stable and unstable activity, to provide a shelter for the evolutionary process of growth and maturity. Survival, to provide security for freedom and to provide defensive protection for offensive activity. And they say that from the time a person leaves its mother's womb, its every effort is directed towards building, maintaining, and withdrawing into artificial wombs various sorts of substitute protective devices or shells. So they set themselves up to protect us, to keep us crippled, to numb us down with foods so that our pineal gland is interfered with. We're never able to reach our higher consciousness. And right now, the massive fluoridation across the United States is to collapse the ability for us to think. They're shutting us down right now.